I'm Lieutenant Joe Pangaro. I've been a cop for 27 years. I like to say I got a backstage pass to life. Well, guess what? I got some tickets for you. So come on in, pull up a chair, turn up that volume, and let's go. Chasing Justice is on.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Chasing Justice here on the America Out Loud Radio Network. I'm your host, Lieutenant Joe, and today we have a special edition of Chasing Justice. We're celebrating a little bit of justice, and I have all the fellas in the neighborhood back here with me. Now, I know you've been looking for it in the last couple of weeks. Jack, Rock and Roll Race Car Jack, welcome aboard.
Joe, great to be back.
Thank you for being here. And we have Bill, our man of faith, Dallas. How are you, Billy?
I'm doing great. I echo Jack's comment. I am doing great, and I'm glad to be back.
Have you got your notes?
I've got an encyclopedia sitting in front
of me. Yes, you do. And we always like that. You do a lot of research for the show, and sometimes we even use some of it. And last but not least.
Glad to be here, Jeff.
We have Jim. The contrarian Giordano. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Now, Jim, I thought of you the other day. I was listening to somebody. There was out here in the East Coast, ladies and gentlemen, there was a mob hit that turned out maybe not a mob hit. We're trying to figure it out. One of the head of the five families in New York City was murdered by a young man who had been dating his niece. And the young man was told he couldn't date the girl. That's the story we're being told. So this young man crashed his car into the mobster's car in front of his house in the Tote Hill section of Staten Island. And the mobster came out of his house, no bodyguards or nothing, started arguing with the kid. The kid pulled a gun and shot him dead in the street. And when the kid was arraigned, because he left his fingerprints on the plate that fell off the car, he was on video, everybody knew it was him who did it. Which is the controversy of the investigation. Was the kid up to it? Was he just being stupid? Why'd the mobster walk out the door? Who knows? But when the kid was arraigned, he flashed a signal, some kind of a sign, and then he said something about QAnon, how he listens to QAnon and the lizards and all of these people, and I thought of you, Jim, and
QAnon me. QAnon doesn't talk about lizards.
Oh, he doesn't? Well, he's no. The alien guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you could probably hear the tinkling of ice in the background here, because this afternoon, oh, listen to this. Oh, Bill's pouring a good tall one. That's fantastic. All right, so the reason that we're having a cocktail here with you this afternoon, not that we like to start drinking this early in the day, that would be inappropriate, but we are having somewhat of a celebration because we all know that the Mueller report finally dropped. On Friday afternoon, the report was delivered to the Attorney General, who then began to look it over, and we're going to get some kind of information as we go. You know, we're going to hear more and more as the days come out. Some things will be redacted because there's classified information in there. But we're going to get most of the major findings. He said he was going to release it. He'll make a statement or he'll do something in writing. But there's a lot of interesting things with this Mueller report that have finally come out. Not the least of which was the reaction of the left-wing news media on Friday night when we were watching this. I thought, you know, Rachel Maddow, I thought she was actually going to cry. Mr. Schiff, slippery Mr. Schiff out there in California. Of course, he's got 28 other investigations going on. He's going to find out that Trump had a lemonade stand when he was 7 and he didn't pay taxes on it. He's going to get him for that, no doubt about it. Did you guys watch any of this? These left-wing people losing their minds?
Not, but I looked for Rachel Maddow this morning on the internet. They dropped it from Twitter. You can't get a video. YouTube won't show it. Maybe it's out there, but I didn't see what you saw, Joe.
It was amazing. It was her and a couple of other people they had on there. And I got to give CNN credit. Normally, you know, they're very left-wing and they protect each other. They had some guests on there that were saying, basically, this is a good thing for President Trump because the Attorney General has announced that there will be no further indictments coming out of the Mueller investigation. So none of the Trump children are going to be frog-marched out of the White House. The president is not being indicted for anything. So there's no collusion. There's no obstruction. And these people really couldn't handle that. Matter of fact, Rachel's going, well, maybe they're not saying they're going to indict the president because it's come up that you can't indict a president. So he really did it. Like she was trying to make every excuse she could for how this finally came out. But the pained look on her face. Then I went and I watched Anderson Cooper. And this poor guy looked like he lost his best friend. He was just looking forlorn and he was asking questions. And they were all so dour. Unlike when they thought, there'll be a ton of indictments.
You know, everything that I saw made me go back to when Hillary Clinton had lost and everybody was at a loss for words. They didn't know what to say. They were upset. It looked like somebody might have shot their dog.
Yes.
For me personally, although we're celebrating a little bit of a victory today, not only for ourselves, not only for the right, but for the American public, for this to be over with, I honestly believe the next step I'd like to take is I'd like to take Jim with me to Washington, D.C., and have them release the Jack and Jim report and have Nancy Pelosi have to say it in the full House of Congress about how much this has cost the American public.
Well, it absolutely has. And, you know, when you talk about this is not really a celebration we're doing. We're having a cocktail here. Kind of. Okay, it's half celebration. We are celebrating that there's some justice, and this is chasing justice, and that's what we're all about here. And we've said many times, I know all of us have said, if the same things had happened to President Obama, if the DOJ and the FBI had done the illegal things to him that they did to Trump, I would be just as upset because that's an attack using the government, the power of government against an individual. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have been for that. So this part is over. You know, the Democrats are still going to go about and do all of their all their investigations over whether Trump had a lemonade stand or not. But at least this thing seems to be over. And we'll get some information as the days go by.
And that what you just said goes back to the fact that you have to respect the office. And so far, he's had no respect of office since he's been in.
You know, Jim, you were playing something for us before earlier you heard on the internet. Why don't you get that ready for us? We'll cue that up a little. There was a little dance song Jim heard on the internet with it was a compilation of a bunch of our friends on the left, the news media, and we're going to get that together in a minute. You know, when we look at this investigation, and I've written a couple of articles about it, and I appreciate everybody writing to me and telling me how much you like that. It was really a review of a criminal investigation from the point of view of an investigator, and this was a nonsense investigation from day one. You wouldn't even have started this investigation without a legitimate allegation of a crime. Just to say that someone did something is nonsense. And now I'm hoping that the Attorney General does the right thing and has the guts to, now that he's got this report, and he knows what the Clinton campaign did, he knows what the DOJ did, he knows what the FBI did, the FISA court, all of them are waiting. Apparently, they're waiting for the Inspector General's report, which we all forgot kind of in the background. The Inspector General, who gave us a lot of the stroke page things back in the day, he's been investigating this entire FISA warrants and the way the Clinton campaign investigation was handled. His report is due out in another 30 or 60 days. Now, I would hope the AG would not wait another 30 or 60 days. I hope he would announce first thing on Monday that he's appointing a special counsel to investigate all of that and let that get ripping, because we know that's a couple of years. That's going to take a couple of years to get going.
I enjoy the fact, not to get off the subject just slightly, but I enjoy the fact that they're starting to look into other people, campaign financing, and things that they do that go against the things that they preach, such as Ms. Cortez in New York City. She's getting to her meetings, going to the places, and seeing the people that she needs to see, using aircraft, using gas-guzzling vehicles, purporting to be from one side of town when a celebrity had grown up in that side of town and said, she's my age, she was never in my school, she lived in where the rich people live, not from where the poor people come from, as she stated in the past. I love this kind of investigation. It only goes back to what I said previously over many, many shows. You can't get away with this stuff anymore. You have to tell the truth. The transparency.
No, they are getting away with it, Jack.
But the transparency of the future is starting to tear them down.
The truth is coming out, but they've gotten away with a lot.
True.
Found even this guy from Epstein Pedo Island. I mean, Clinton has been down there. You know, the head of the World Bank has been down there. And nobody says a word. And they sealed. This guy get 13 months in jail for what he did. I mean, you talk about peddling young flesh. And he'd get 13 months in jail, that's it? And all the court records are sealed. And there was this lawyer from New York, they won't even reveal who he was, who actually interjected because it was going to come out to light, but they want to seal the documents again. Why?
Oh, I agree.
To protect all these billionaires?
Oh, yes.
Elite?
Sure, that's exactly what happens. You know, it's funny, and I don't want to connect the two, but I will. We had this scandal with the colleges recently where these rich, very wealthy people paid a lot of money to get their kids into schools that they never could have qualified for. But because they're rich and they're elite and they're treated specially, because people with a lot of money are. You can't really deny it. They got their kids into these schools. It's the exact same kind of thing. Because they are the elite among us, the courts are going to seal the documents, because these are the same people. They all run in the same circles. They're all at the high end. So you did a bad thing, Jim, but you know what? We're going to seal that up for you, so you're not embarrassed.
We all knew that the guy who buys the big gym, the big building for the college, we all know that that game was going on, and we accepted it. But this has gone way beyond that.
I'm sure none of you out there listening to us right now, including everybody in this room currently, doesn't know that certain people have paid for certain items to get their children into certain schools, and other deserving children don't get to go because those positions have been taken because somebody paid for a library.
Chelsea Clinton, the Obama girls. Come on. I mean, listen, maybe one of them got perfect score on the SATs. I would bet you right now $1,000 that if the SAT scores were probably less than average.
And how many sports players got into those colleges just because of the way they play? Right, Jim?
And they even had one of the entitled young ladies with a picture of her playing soccer, and that was a big deal, and she never
even played
soccer.
She wasn't a soccer player.
No. Yeah, her mom superimposed her head on some pictures. Yeah. And you know, it's funny, one of the girls, and I think it's Lori Loughlin's daughter, I think it is, from a news report, is very upset with her mother because she had her own $30,000 a month gig where she has so many followers on Twitter that when she endorses a product, she gets $30,000 because she has so many thousands of followers. And now she lost that. They all backed away from her because of it. So she's mad at mom and dad.
I wouldn't be surprised if they started asking for refunds.
And you know, so let's look at that for a minute. Let's think about that under the terms of justice. We know that Hillary Clinton was treated with special care. We know now it's coming out throughout all the testimony, Jim, like you said, that's coming out, that the Department of Justice, there were people there who and the FBI who actually said Hillary should have been indicted. Mm-hmm. And that was put a squash on by the head of the Department of Justice at the time, who was our attorney general. She did not want that to happen, and she put a crush on it. So we have people of privilege. Now, have any of us ever enjoyed any kind of a privilege? And I don't mean the white privilege that they talk about because we're white guys. I'm talking about in general. Have our families ever gotten anything because we had a connection or we had a friend or we had a hook we could call in? I mean, Jack, I'm talking about it on a small thing. I know, you know, when my son Jack was young and he was in love with race cars, we went up to the racetrack and they wouldn't let us down on that track, but we knew you. And you went up to the gate and said, oh, he's with us. We went down. We got to see all the race cars. We got to ride him around. We got to see the motors running. There was people up in that stands whose kids, I'm sure, would have loved to go down there. They couldn't, but my kid did because he knew you. So we might not have $500,000 to write for to get a kid into a school, but everybody has something. I'm not saying it was right what they did. I'm not. Let's be clear on that. I'm just saying they're coming down on these people. You know, if you had to pay $500 to get your kid into the college that your kid wanted to go to, you could pay $500. Would you pay the $500? You'd say to your kid, no, you can't go there.
Yeah, but I would not allow my child to cheat. I would not fabricate anything.
Fair enough.
I'd build I put a sign on that $10 million building, you know. I mean, yeah, if that got my kid in, there's a difference.
Okay.
In the past, people at least had an appreciation for what honor and integrity is. It doesn't exist in this country anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, cheating is rampant.
Cheating, if you're not cheating, you're not smart enough to get over, is what they're saying now.
Exactly.
They applaud people who cheat and get away because, you know what? You beat the system.
That's the problem with this country, in a nutshell. There's no value system left.
That's great. So, Jim, you have something there to play for us, and I want to play this compilation Jim found, and this is on the Mueller report and the collusion and the corruption of the Russia investigation. This is all our friends on the left.
I found this, by the way, on the QAnon website, but I think it's all over
QAnon.
The internet.
But so this could all be aliens making this noise you're about to hear.
Wait a second. I have to start from the beginning.
He couldn't help starting it before. Now he can't get it going. And everyone's millions of people waiting with bated breath now to hear this, and you can't find it.
Okay, here it is. Right.
Here we go.
Here it is.
Everyone loves
Putin-Russian collusion.
Trump-Russian sort of collusion.
Trump-Russian possible collusion.
Trump-Russian metal
collusion.
Trump-Russian possible collusion.
Trump-Russian potentially collusion.
Trump-Russia possible collusion.
Trump-Russian possible collusion.
That's it goes on for 2 minutes.
We could dance to that all afternoon. That's crazy. So, you know, we'll end up this segment talking about just looking at that report again and seeing all the stuff that is coming out now to show. Now, Comey says the other day that he doesn't care either way whether Trump is impeached or not impeached or whether he actually colluded or not. He doesn't really care. I think the circle is tightening for some of those people.
And especially him.
Yeah, especially him, because he has lied. He's lied to Congress. He actually stole classified documents, even though he wrote them. He was the head of the FBI. They're classified documents. And he gave them to a reporter specifically to start the special counsel probe. This is illegal. If this was you or me, you'd be in handcuffs. You'd be frog marching out the front door.
Lynch, Clapper, all these people are complicit. And I hate to say it, John McCain. You know, it's a rumor, and it could be true, because I never really trusted him to begin with. But that whole thing against the Tea Party, John McCain put the IRS, mm-hmm. not the Democrats, put the IRS. I would like to see that verified, if that's true,
if it's possible.
Yeah. Actually, he had a meeting with the head of the IRA, the one who was mm-hmm. brought before Congress. So I'm saying that this is a lot bigger. These collaborators, conspirators, right. and in some cases traitors, than we think it is.
Well, I think it's very, very clear that, you know, they never expected an outsider, a regular American, even though he's a billionaire, Donald Trump, to walk into the White House and upset all their apple carts, because they are the elite. They are our rulers. We have a class system here, whether we like it or not, and they are in charge. That's why the Republicans never cared that they were out of power. They had great lives. So what? They don't get to do what they want to do. Their kids go to the best schools. They got a ton of money.
Are elitist too.
Of course they are.
They put us against them. It's such a game.
I railed against them the other day because, you know, at least the Democrats, at least one thing I can say about them, whether I like their ideas or not, they stick together. They follow a message. They hammer it all into, they don't step out of line, and they do their thing. Republicans stab each other in the back. They're weak. They won't stand up for anything. It's really a terrible thing to see this party behave like this.
But there's many ways to look at that. In the business world, such as Trump exists in, if he has an executive in one of his businesses that's done something wrong or is stolen from him, a lot of times what there is there's executive privilege where somebody like Trump in a major business will just go, listen, man, just go away. You're fired. I want you to go away. Take what you got and just leave. And we won't take this any further. I won't take you to court and you won't mention what you've done. Let's just think of all the Democrats who have put Donald Trump down for the amount of people that he's either fired or have left him. Let's just think it maybe this is just like corporate America. And he says, I've seen what you've done. I know what you've done. Why don't you step down, keep your mouth shut. I won't tell the American people what you've done. Because there's no way for them to get back what you've got.
Mm-hmm.
Just go away.
Interesting analogy, Jack.
And I'm not going to say anything. You're not going to say anything. And I'm going to get a person in there who's not going to rip the American people off.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to come back to round two to continue this conversation. I want to thank the fellas in the neighborhood. I really missed you guys. Somebody light the fire. And we'll be back in a minute here on Chasing Justice on the America Out Loud Radio Network.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Welcome back, everybody. We are still enjoying our cocktails. We had the tinfoil hat on Jim for a little while because during our break, he was giving us some conspiracy theory things that we've decided not to bring to you because we don't want Jim dragged out of here because people do listen. in this area. So one of the things we thought we would do is we would bring back the Mighty Chasing Justice players, because we need to get an inside look sometimes at what goes on behind the scenes. So right now we know that Hillary must be sitting back being very worried that maybe they're going to take a second look at what she did, her emails that were missing, the $145 million kickback she got from Russia, the dossier she paid for. So we're going to go and we're going to take a little walk back and we're going to disappear into time. Back to?
Meanwhile, back at stately Clinton Manor.
You know, Hillary, I'll pay for you to go on a trip. You don't have to hang around the house all day. I mean, wouldn't you like to go to Europe and talk to them or something?
Mr. President, CNN what? News. What were you doing down at Epstein Island? Sunbathing?
It depends on what is. I've said that a few times. I had this new concession where, you know, I'm trying to do things my way. And I've decided to create the Blue Dress Company. So I figured what better place than to create the realistic ones than down there. But I don't want to talk about that. Go ahead, someone else.
Mr. Clinton, CNN. I'd like to know if it's true that you're saving on your heating bill and helping the ecology by heating your home with email papers and dossiers?
Well, that's pretty funny. No, we're not doing that because we don't have anything like that here. Hillary might have something. I'm going to tell you all later on where to find it. If you promise, you can go to the Attorney General and tell him where you can find it, because I got to get her out of here.
Mr. Clinton, Mr. President, MSNBC. How can you be president anymore?
Well, that's a great outpouring of love from CNN. I have to say,
Mr. Clinton, this Billy Newsy here from CNBC, NNBC, us, and I forget what the rest of it is. But I got to ask you a question. What does Hillary think of the Mueller report as opposed to Benghazi?
Between you and me, she's scared to death right now. I saw her back in a bag. If you want to ask a couple more questions about that, I'll bring her down here. Just, you know, because I think she might go at that point, but that's okay. That's between us, right, fellas? Just a bunch of guys here, right?
Yeah, do me a favor, though. Don't bring her down.
Now, I have to tell you, this whole thing about these emails is really not right. I mean, Hillary's allowed to have emails private. It's all about yoga. You see her? She looks like she does a lot of yoga. I can tell all the time. Every morning she's doing the yoga, and people are making a big deal out of those emails. And besides, I wouldn't look at 3076 Post Road in Palatka, Oklahoma, under Post Office Box 9032. I would not look in there for her missing emails on a disc that someone mailed there about 2 years ago. Hmm. You're really? All stunned. Look at yous all. Well, listen, I want to thank yous all for coming out. I want to thank my friend from CNN, who's very happy that this is really wonderful. Now, remember, what was that? That's another shoe dropping. I better get out of here, too.
Meanwhile, back at Chasing Justice Land.
Okay, well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. That was a backstage look at the Clinton house. Can you imagine what's going on in that house right now, in all seriousness?
They think they're protected. They think they're protected by the media. Protected? But I think that there's a lot of fear now in a lot of these, the elite, that they may be caught. And if they get caught, we're talking that we're going to go down this rabbit hole, and it's going to be dangerous for them, and they need to get their justice.
They have a certain amount of a sense of entitlement, like they're owed to be not convicted of anything. They're owed all the kickback stuff that they've been getting. They're owed all the Clinton Foundation money that they've been, you know, hoarding, and they're owed so much from the American people in their minds.
Why would they think that, Bill? Why do you think that?
Or do they simply feel like they're above it, Bill?
that's the same thing. They feel entitled.
That's a good point.
They have that sense of entitlement.
And where does that come from? Because he was the president and she was the first lady? I mean, I get that. That's a pretty prominent thing
exactly
to be.
Exactly where it came from. It came from the fact that he was... the whole Monica Lewinsky thing got pushed under the rug. And he got away with something that he should never have gotten away with. That blue dress... scenario that you were talking about earlier, we make jokes about it, but it's a serious thing.
He was never in sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, he was in the Oval Office doing Lord knows what things with this woman, and he denigrated, I can't even think of the words bad enough to say what he did to the Oval Office.
Now we can go back to that time.
Yeah,
and she was a kid, and it was bad.
Yeah.
He was the president. He besmirched the office. But I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't about what he did there. It was about he lied. He's the president. He shouldn't have lied. And a lot of people said at the time it was about sex, and who doesn't lie, doesn't want it to come out to his wife. You know, most of us would not want that to come out to your wife. But imagine coming out to his wife, how that must have been for him. I'm not excusing him. It was a bad thing that he did. But is that something you're going to yank the guy out of office for, of the President of the United States?
I'm not saying that that's what should have happened. What I'm saying is that's where he gets his sense of entitlement. Because
right. Okay.
He feels
that
like he
sense.
Gets away with
well,
everything.
He does. Now, the insulation he has, and Jim, you said it, I think, he had that insulation because he has the media backing them up. Everyone
yes.
on the left knows that no matter what they do, the media's not... Have we seen anything on any of these things these people have done, on anyone on the left? Has there been these like big investigations? Or do they throw it at the end of a report? You know, we looked into the thing, and Hillary says there's nothing with these emails, and therefore there's nothing with the emails. And then they can say later on, well, we covered it. We covered it on this night. We talked about it. They don't get scrutiny like the people on the right do. And that's where the media, and I'm going to give a lot of credit to Sean Hannity, who I really like. I've listened to Sean for years. Sean came out years ago and he said the media is dead. And he's right. The media is no longer pursuing justice for anyone. They are partisan. I heard the other day someone actually said to them that the modern media is nothing more than a tool of the left wing. They are part and parcel of that. We don't have a free media. We even see, you know, our Fox News that everybody likes here. But you know what? They're hiring people from the left. They're hiring different. They're watering down their message of let's get both sides here. We don't get both sides as the American people.
Justice Jeanine.
She called Obama a traitor, I believe, and they didn't like that, and she was punished. And I don't know if she's removed. If anybody has known that, she completely removed or what?
Yeah. I didn't think it was about that. I didn't hear that. I think she said something that Sharia law was antithetical to the American Constitution, which I happen to agree with, because you can't have two sets of laws in a country. It's one set of law. And
right.
in America, it's the Constitution is our basis for law.
And you know, there are starting to be, locally, they're allowing Sharia law in some of these communities to govern what some of the people do. Now, in Europe, they do that. They have no-go zones where the police don't go in there. They handle it all themselves. These are little enclaves. This is absolutely dangerous to America to have that kind of thing. Two sets of laws. Now, we have... Well, let's think about it this way. We currently have two sets of laws with the same set of laws. We're just talking about it.
Hmm.
The elite, the Clintons, the rich people, they don't suffer the same penalties you and I do.
No.
If you had... What's that young man who was a sailor on a submarine? He took a picture of himself in the submarine to show his family, and he got a year in jail.
Years. Yes, it was ridiculous.
He did a year in jail before he got out. Here is Hillary with thousands and thousands of emails that were classified. She lied and said there was nothing classified. It was all classified. Nothing happened to her.
And she disposed of. She disposed of
right?
the email.
Now, could you imagine if you got a subpoena from the United States government that says, bring all your records on your computer to this office, here's the subpoena, and you went out in the backyard and smashed that thing up, smashed the hard drive, burned it, and said, sorry, I there was nothing on, I looked at it, and there was nothing on there that was important to you. So
if
I just
get in trouble, that's going to be it's going to be the Clinton defense.
And you think that's going to work?
No.
But
I'll give it a shot. Might as well go down with a smile.
Now,
it would
be great if the media would go, here's an American who's using the Clinton defense, and say, let's go behind him, let's back him up, because that kind of pressure might actually help you. But in reality, you're going down big time, because we have two-tier justice. So what is the difference between the two-tier justice of American justice and now involving Sharia law in what goes on. Where is that so different, really? Why is it so different that the enclaves of people who believe in Sharia law can govern themselves within their own community?
Well, because
it's different than the two-tier
law
we have.
Certain aspects that's not constitutional. I mean, chopping someone's hand off, or there has to be a court involved.
Right, but they have a Sharia court, and if those people are happy dealing with that, why can't we let them?
Because it's not in America. There's one court. It's the American court system. Period.
Hmm.
We don't have two court systems. And, you know, even some of the, some of the things that they do with the genital
mutilation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not appropriate in
now,
this society.
How come we don't hear about that? How come we don't hear about honor killings? Now, we do. And, I am not attacking the Muslim faith. I am not. Last week we had a big conversation here when you fellows were all out doing what you were doing, and I was here by myself. Me and Arthur the dog and the two rescues we have here. I was talking about the shooting down at the mosques in New Zealand. And I know I had said at that time, I heard a lot of people come on and say some really ugly things about these people. Now, I don't know who these people were in New Zealand. I don't know what they're all about. But they were in a house of God, whether you agree with their house of God or not. That's where they were. And they were gunned down while they were in a house of worship. And people were saying ugly, ugly things because they were Muslim and saying it. And I couldn't disagree with that more. They were people. You show me they were all terrorists and maybe that would change something, but they were just people. So when I look at that and I say, how come we don't hear these negative stories about people who have that faith, even here in our own country? We don't hear about the Sharia law. We don't hear about the honor killings. We don't hear about the things that are going on here.
Because you can't. It's
why don't we hear
the
that?
The only religion that's under attack in this country is Christianity.
So we hear about the priests, and the priests that do the wrong thing to children should be locked up, and they should be put in prison. And I go to church every Sunday. All right, I trust my priest. I love my priest. But if somebody did something wrong, and we know we had a problem right here in our own church, right here, local here, guy got locked up, and he should have gotten locked up. But so I'm the first one to say that that's the right thing to do. But you're right. We don't hear about anything negative from certain communities, but the Christian community we can go after. Matter of fact, Bill and I, you and I were talking. There was a recent massacre of Christian students. What was it, in Africa? At a college in Kenya.
Kenya.
And apparently a group of Islamic extremists showed up at this university. They separated the Muslim students from the Christian students, and then they executed the Christian students. Has anybody heard about that?
I didn't hear. Bill, I'd like
has anybody
to
heard
that.
Anything about that?
No.
Has there been any words about why not? Well, those Christian kids probably believed in, doing all the right things, and they probably did. They were anti a lot of things that the world now thinks is perfectly okie-dokie, so it's okay if they get wiped out. We don't talk about that. You know, that whole Jesus guy running around telling everybody what to do and telling everybody how they should live their life, right? Is this how
actually,
everybody?
He doesn't tell anybody what to do.
Yeah.
What he tells
Bill,
you
go ahead, man of faith.
What he does is he tells us to love one another. That's all he tells us.
What a terrible message.
How to live to attain liberation and closeness to God. That's what Jesus did. But, that's bad. He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. According to the MSM, he's a bad guy.
So now, let's ask it. Why do they see the Christian religion as such a negative on the world? Now, of course, they're going to jump on the priests. Get the priests out of there. They're doing the bad thing. Why do they look at Christianity as a bad thing?
Because historically, in my opinion, historically, the Christian religions have been manipulated,
Manipulated? How have they been manipulated?
But there's a lot of churches, religions, not the true religion of Christ. And they've done some bad things. And I'm talking about my own church. And then you look at the imperialism. And the imperialism was done by Europe, for the most part, and Europe were Christians. At least they were Christians in name and in flag. Mm-hmm. They weren't Christians in heart. Big difference. But this is where there's a lot of dissent and negativity that's being expressed to it. It's really an attack on Western society.
Billy, go.
You're talking about the Crusades. You're talking about the Crusades and what they felt was the right thing to do. They wanted to...
No, the Spanish Inquisition, not the Crusades. But I think the Crusades, there was some negativity.
They were out there warring with Muslims, and they were trying to convert them. And that's not what Christianity is about.
I agree with you.
You know, I agree when you say that they were in the wrong, which they were. Christianity, just like Jesus had said, love one another. Go out and make disciples of one of others. You know, there's such a disparity between all the different churches in our country today. And every one of them has their own doctrine, their own set of tenets, their own way of interpreting Christianity, when there's only one way, and that's just to have faith in Jesus Christ, believe that he is the Son of God, that he was born of a virgin. I mean, I can go on and on, and I don't want to proselytize.
And my point is, and I appreciate that, Billy, and your words mean a lot because you are the man of faith here, and I don't want to get lost in the weeds. What I'm asking is, what is it about all of Christianity that it's okay to pick on? But it's not okay to pick on these other religions. What does
Christians
that
wielded power in this world for the last 600-700 years.
And that matters now. That's why they're coming
this
after
is where,
the church.
That's why they're coming. They're coming
Or is it because we have a moral standard we're trying to hold people to, and people don't want to be held to that moral standard anymore? What the church says is right and wrong is antithetical to what's going on today.
It's more of a passive religion. Because we're not out there warring to make people believe what we believe in. We're just presenting the gospel, saying this is the one true way. You want to believe it? It's a simple thing. All you have to do is ask Christ into your life, say I'm sorry for your sins, and go about your business.
Now, Bill, let me ask you something here, because we're coming to the end of the segment here, and I want to close up on this. Isn't it also what we hear in a lot of Christian church? Let them know about the church by how you live. Let them see an example of a Christian by the way you live your life. So we don't go around making people convert or die. We don't do that.
No.
But we try and live the way we think we're supposed to, and we hope people see that. Walk the walk and talk the talk. Go ahead, Jeff.
Remember our pledge. Our pledge says one nation. Most important line, under God. We're not telling you which God. We're just telling you this is one nation, and it's under God. And I hope all the American public can remember that.
Jack, wisdom from the racetrack over
there.
Because you know what? I think you're making a lot of sense. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with round three here on Chasing Justice. And we got a lot more for you, so stand by.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome back to Chasing Justice here on the America Out Loud Radio Network. Now, first of all, you know, we have a lot of sponsors here, and I appreciate everybody listening. I know everybody here in the neighborhood is thrilled that we've become part of your life here at 3 o'clock every weekday. We're here on the network, and we love to be here. So we're still enjoying ourselves this afternoon. We're got the tinkling of the glasses still, gentlemen. Tinkling. Is there tinkling of glasses? Very nice. We've all reloaded and we're ready to go. We're still celebrating a little bit of justice here with the dropping of the Mueller report. We'll see that. But in the meantime, we've decided to try and play a little game. Now, we had the Mighty Chasing Justice players. We're trying to lighten it up, trying to give a little lightness here to what's going on. So now we're going to play a game called Pin the Tail on the Liberal. Now, I love my liberal friends. I really do. I've said this 1,000 times. Many people in my family are very liberal. And I love them. They have a lot of great ideas because they want us all to do good things for everybody. We can't argue about that. The problem is that they don't always get there in the right way. But they have great ideas. And they kind of guide us to do good things most of the time.
Jeff, stop being politically correct.
I'm not trying to be politically correct. I'm trying to say that I really love a lot of the people in my family who are liberal, and I know they're listening, even if they don't call me no more after the recent election. But we're going to play Pin the Tail on the Liberal. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to whip out a quote here by someone who could be a Republican or a Democrat, a conservative or a liberal. And the first thing I want our panel here to do is you got to buzz in. So, Jim, let me hear your buzzer. That's pretty good. Bill, you have a buzzer? Okay. Jack?
The horse shot buzzing.
So when you buzz in, I'll be the determinant of all the facts in this case. There's no arguing on whether who comes first or second. I will decide who does it all, and we'll see where we go here. So the first thing we're going to do, is it a liberal or a conservative when I give the quote? And then we'll go from there. Are you ready?
Yes.
Is everyone set? Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to get our questions going out there. And we have some music here. All right. Pin the tail on the liberal. All right. Here's the first quote. Are you ready? Is everyone ready to buzz in? Are you ready at home? Jack, you can't buzz in that early. Sometimes Jack buzzes in way too early, but he's working on that. All right. So the first question is it a liberal or a conservative who said, the world will end in 12 years. Oh, Bill, go ahead.
He is definitely not a liberal.
Wrong! Oh, Jack buzzing in next. Jack, who is it?
Oh, of course it was a conservative. It was NASCAR's own Richard Petty, 1968.
But that's not a liberal.
That's not a... NASCAR. It's everything. Everything is not about racing, Jack. Jim, would you like to buzz in?
I already did. But
what'd you say?
You were unfair to me because I buzzed in first. You have to listen to me,
Jim. He's got it recorded.
I have it recorded.
It was my
Bill
hero,
Beecher.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes, that's correct. Jim, give yourself 1 point. Mark down somewhere you have 1 point. Here in our Pin the Tail on the Liberal.
Let's put it on his forehead.
Put it on his tinfoil hat.
There you go. All
right, are you ready? The next question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who said, I want collusion back, I want collusion back, I want collusion back? Jim.
The entire mainstream media.
Correct, Jim. Jim gets another point.
Jack, question.
Jack, you came in second. Were you going to say the same thing? What were you going to say?
I'd rather not say what my choice was.
Fantastic. Thank you. And I think probably everyone chasing justice is happy
Since
about
when?
That. Okay, here we go. Who said the next thing? Ooh, ooh, ooh. I didn't even say a question yet. What's your answer?
Sorry, Jim.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let me get the question out. Here we go. People at home, they're keeping score, and they're trying to figure out who's the best. All right, so we are going to come up with a policy that you will get paid for your work, and even if you don't want to work. Bill, I have to discount your quality answer because you're on your second cocktail and you didn't buzz in. Jim, you did buzz in. What's your answer?
Some conservative.
Wrong answer. Go ahead, Jack.
Of course, that was NASCAR's own Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Wrong again, Jack. But NASCAR, we do love NASCAR, and everyone likes NASCAR. Bill, would you like to jump in and maybe get a point here? Who would have said a thing like that? Our new plan, our green plan deal, is going to pay you whether you work or even if you don't want to work. Who would that be?
That would be Ocasio-Cortez.
That's right. Bill gets a point. Mark down that you have a point. Is someone keeping track of points?
I got my ashes left.
Mud on. Okay. All right. So with that, we got Bill. Jim has 1 point. Or do you have two? Are you keeping track?
No.
I've assigned you positions. You guys want to be on the neighborhood here. All right, Bill, you have one. Jack, you've had some really good answers, my friend. Not everything is NASCAR. All right. Recently, there's been a horrific documentary that has come out and shown us some horrible things that are purportedly have happened from Michael Jackson, who is a very famous, popular singer. But there was a lot of questions about Michael's behavior. And a quote came out where someone said, he had to do what he had to do for his sexuality. And I am not giving a direct quote. This is a Essence quote. He had to do what he had to do for his sexuality. And the boys that were there wanted to be there. Oh, Bill?
Barbara Streisand?
Who?
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand? That is correct, Bill. Bill has a point.
But you know, some, you can't even make... You can't even make light of that. That is so horrendous.
It is. And
so
if you
move
have,
on to the next one.
So you know what? We're going to have to strike that question.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait a minute. You got to at least give me the point.
I'll give you the point. I'll give you the point. But it was horrible because you know what? If you have not watched that documentary, and it's a documentary, and you know what? I always thought I kind of knew what happened there with Michael Jackson. We figured, oh, he did some bad things. That documentary portrays a horrible picture of what happened to these two boys. I mean, shocking. And you know what? It's funny.
What's horrible is what she said.
What's horrible is what she said, because you know what? They're talking about President Trump made a comment about how he feels about, you know, oh, if you're famous, women let you do a lot of things. They want to, you know, throw the guy out of office. But here's Michael Jackson, who apparently did these horrible, horrible things now that have come out. And she wants to almost forgive him for that because, you know, he was a nice guy, right? This is the difference between the liberal and the conservative point of view. But either way, I feel bad for those boys because I was convinced that they were telling the truth. It was horrible. All right, so let's continue on.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly.
Are you still with us, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
All right, our next question. Who said this? You cannot go to a 7-Eleven without a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking. Jim! What's your answer?
Ronald Reagan. Like, do I lose a
wrong.
Point?
Wrong. You don't lose a point.
Ooh.
Hang on.
Was it Al Bundy, Joe?
Al Bundy. I think we're straying way, way, way down the road. Would anyone else like to jump in here? Who said?
How about?
Oh.
He buzzed.
Well, you said how about, and then he buzzed. So
yeah,
I'm gonna.
I don't have my buzzer with me.
What is your buzzer? Do you even remember your buzzer?
No, that wasn't it.
No,
that was it.
Right, you're 84 years old. We'll give you that. It's okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What? Who said that?
Homer Simpson.
Richard Nixon.
Listen,
no,
doesn't
terrible.
Take a genius.
That was a joke.
Who said that?
Who said it, Jim?
Joe Biden.
We'll have to give you that point. So it's 2-2 now.
I told Jim it was Joe Biden, Joe.
You get a half a point, Jack. Take
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
Okay, we'll give you half a point. All right, let's think about what goes on. Here in our, this is a great game show. Pin the tail on the liberal. After a recent election, what politician says he went out and ate dirt after the election? Bill, you got in there quick. You have a different sound now, but.
I try. I can't even say his name. Bido. I think keep thinking about Philo Bido for some reason. You know, the guy in Every Which Way to Lose.
He means Beto O'Rourke. This is Jim's point.
Because he does get a point. He said Beto. I think that's close enough. Hang on a second. The judges will make a decision. Hang on. Bill gets the point.
Thank you.
It is now 3-2, Bill.
It's hard to say that name because Philo Bido keeps coming up. You know, the guy from Every Which Way to Lose.
This is a very simple one. His is a very simple one. Invented the internet. Wow. Bill, that was quick on the draw.
That was Mr. Gore.
Mr. Gore.
According to Mr. Gore.
According to Mr. Gore. Actually, truth be told here on Chasing Justice, it's come up that that is actually the colloquial belief that Al Gore has said that, but in reality, Al Gore never said he invented the internet. So we're going to give you the point anyway, because that is the colloquial answer, Bill.
What did he say?
He didn't say he invented the internet. He said he was part of making a bill that allowed the internet to come together, so people misinterpreted it.
Not
so
true.
It's 3-2. Well, what is it, Bill? What is
not
it?
Not true. He did say that, but he's backtracking and saying that he didn't say it.
So then your point counts extra hard.
Good.
I'm going to ask you a question right here. Who drives a car round and round a track trying to get a checkered flag. Jack!
Bill Clinton?
Every time we get an answer out of Jack, it's something to do with NASCAR. Now we got one and he says Bill
Clinton. Yeah, but I got the honest answer.
Go ahead. What is the answer,
Jack? Someone who's not taken part in a sport.
So all you NASCAR fans out there who love rock and roll race car Jack, and now Jim has just insulted you. We here at Chasing Justice take a editorial point of view that we love NASCAR and everyone there. And Jim, let's all give him the no good. All right. We're almost done with this game. We're moving right along. Who said that the world will end in 20 years if we don't fix climate change? Jim, that was quick. What's your answer?
We gave it to him.
Al Gore.
Al Gore is the correct answer. Al Gore is one of many people on the left, one of many happy liberals who have told us over and over that the world will end in less than 10 or 20 years. Al Gore said it how long ago? Many years.
I think it was 2002 or 2007.
So yeah. We're a year over. AOC gives us 12 years. And who was the other guy, the famous actor from the TV show In the Bar? The coach was there. Everybody
Cheers.
Was there? Cheers. Ted Danson told us back in the 1980s. That the world was going to die if we didn't take care of the oceans and all of that climate change.
So I have a question.
Go ahead, Bill.
A famous quote, if you don't mind. Who is it that said, talking about himself, that the problem with political jokes is that they get elected?
Bill Dallas?
Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson. Jay Leno.
Not a good answer, Jack, but thank you. Bill, who is the answer?
Al Gore.
Al Gore.
Al Gore is... It wasn't a NASCAR answer, Joe. Could I have another half a point?
Yes, you can. Thank All you. Right, let me ask this question now. These are four round rubber things you place on a vehicle that helps you go round and round a racetrack very quickly. Jim.
Who cares? He asked the guy in the mechanic's office to put those round rubber things on your car.
Would anyone else like to buzz in? Ooh. Al Gore? Sorry, Jack. We're trying here to help you, buddy. All right. When was this said? The threat of a new ice age will cause the destruction of all mankind. Whoa, Bill. Very quick. Go ahead.
1975.
That is correct, Bill. That's 4-2, and Jack has 0. So we're moving along. We're almost at the end of our game. I hope you're following in it. Jack has a half a point. You're right. I'm sorry. Jack has a half a point. We are moving right along. This is a great game show. I really like it. Pin the tail on the liberal. Jack, you have something to say before we continue on? Probably our last round of questions. I hope you're keeping track at home. I hope you made your wagers, friendly wagers, we don't break the law, but of who we thought would win here tonight. Rock and roll, race car Jack. Good luck on that one. Bill, the man of faith. He's praying that he
don't
win.
He don't have four.
He does have
four. No, I have four. He has two.
This is why Jim's the contrarian and the cheater. Okay. Don't reveal yourself as a cheater. All right, here we go. We have a couple of questions left. Who said that there was an island in the Pacific that if we put too many tanks on it, the island would flip over?
Hillary Clinton.
Thank you, Jack. Anyone else like to buzz in?
I should buzz in, but I'm not going to get it right because I gave you this answer and I forgot his name. It was a Democratic congressman.
No,
it's Hank Johnson. Hank Johnson from Georgia.
Hang on. Actually, when we were preparing the information, he told me it was a Republican. Was he a Democrat or Republican?
No, he's a Democrat.
Well, you said Republican. That's when I wrote down.
Representative.
Representative.
Joe.
You see what happens when you have too much celebration? All right, so Jim gets a point. We're going to give him a point. It's 3-2. This is coming down to our breakdown.
4-2.
4-2. Well, he had two. Now he has three.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that was
all of faith.
Don't cheat the guy. Don't cheat the guy. All right.
I can't cheat a cheater.
All right, we need a couple. Jack, you've been very helpful over there with your answers. Maybe you want to come up with a question. Maybe that'll be a little more helpful to us over here. Who said he has committed a traitorous act with his collusion with the Russians? Jim!
The entire mainstream media.
Jim! Jim, that's 4-4. Ooh. We're down to a breakdown question, ladies and gentlemen. We only have a minute left here on Pin the Tail on the Liberal. All right. Who out there in liberal media cried when the Mueller report came out Friday night? Whoa, Bill.
Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow! And it looks like, let's tally up those points. It is 5-4. Bill beat Jim.
And Bill, actually, it was 5-3. He cheats.
I'd like to point out that Jack had a half a point.
Very nice of you to look out for him.
We have to point out that Bill was getting a little help from above. He was praying in between questions. I don't think that was exactly fair.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for playing along with us here on Chasing Justice. Here we are in Pin the Tail on the Liberal, and Bill wins this one. Let's give it for Bill.
Hey.
All right, so in all seriousness now, that was a fun game. We'll bring that back another time. We have Disorder in the Court coming up in the next couple of weeks. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. You know, things get so heavy with the world of politics and all the things that are going on. We're trying to find some things to relax and have a little fun here. And we are celebrating a little bit, right? Because we're celebrating the Mueller report came in, and you can't say that there was any collusion, and you can't say that the president did anything wrong in the Russian investigation. So until we meet again, remember, be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem, here on Chasing Justice.